And now, finally, my bank account agrees. Let's see, what else? Oh, relationship status? It's complicated. Very complicated. But we're getting to that. For now, all you need to know is that I'm back in New York after a decade away, and I'm not entirely sure how I feel about it. I rest my head back and turn to look out the window. Traffic is even slower than usual, thanks to an August thunderstorm, but Manhattan inches ever closer, its lights a blurry kaleidoscope through the raindrops on the window. The taxi driver pulls his phone away from his face and glances at me in the rearview mirror. "Where to again?" The words 63rd and Lex nearly roll off my tongue, and I bite them back. Apparently, 10 years on the West Coast can't undo 21 years as an Upper East Side princess. But the last place I want to be tonight is my parents' house. 76th and Madison, the Carlyle Hotel. He goes back to his conversation without acknowledging my response, but he apparently heard me because 20 minutes later, the taxi pulls up to the correct address. I pay the fare, and a second later, the car door opens. I smile in gratitude at the hotel doorman who's already unloaded my suitcase from the trunk and is waiting with an oversized umbrella. "Welcome to the Carlyle, ma'am." Ma'am. Ouch. I make a mental note to stop putting off replacing my eye cream. And while we're on the topic of appearances, I've forgotten how vicious the summer humidity can be on the East Coast. I feel my sleek blowout transforming into a poofy cloud with each passing moment. Thankfully, the hotel lobby is cool and dry, and I want nothing more than to check into my room and make a hot date with a bottle of wine and a shower. A glance at my cell phone tells me there's no time for that. The luggage debacle and traffic have already made me 10 minutes late for my, shall we say, appointment. I leave my suitcase and trench coat with the bellman to be taken to my room and ask for directions to the restroom. I may not have time for a shower, but some occasions at least require a lipstick check, and this is definitely one of them. A glance in the restroom mirror confirms that I'm a good deal beyond a simple lipstick check. At least half my mascara is under my eyes, and my lipstick is long gone, though my lip liner has managed to stick around in a very unbecoming manner. And as expected, the humidity-induced frizz is simply gorgeous. A damp paper towel takes care of the mascara. A couple of dabs of concealer hide the fact that I haven't had much sleep since getting the call. And by the time I apply chapstick and a swipe of light pink lip gloss, I feel mostly human. Even better, the hotel is fancy enough to have complimentary mouthwash. And I pour some into the provided little cup, gargling as I pull my long hair into an intentionally messy bun. When you've survived 3 decades with naturally curly hair, you learn that sometimes the best method is to pretend that the frizz is deliberate and work with it, Carrie Bradshaw style. I spit and rinse, then dig through my Prada purse, a 30th birthday gift to myself from yours truly, until I find some much-needed eye drops and a lint roller, which go a long way to diffuse the just-got-off-a-cross-country flight look. A spritz of perfume to combat the onion-eating neighbor. I'd purposely selected the blue dress I'm wearing because it's made out of some wrinkle-free material I like to call magic, so at least my wardrobe's on point. And now for the final touch. I reach into the bottom of my purse, groping around until I find the stilettos carefully wrapped in their fancy Stuart Weitzman shoe bags. Yeah, I'm that girl, the one with fancy shoes in her purse. I love a good pair of sexy heels, just not for walks over 4 blocks or the airport security line. Thus, I'm a master of the shoe swap. I slip my feet out of the gray flats into the gray suede peep-toe stilettos, and voila, I'm ready. Or as ready as one can ever be for this. I'm also late. Quite late. Crap. I hurriedly put my makeup and the flats back in the purse, do one last smoothing of the flyaway hairs by my temples, and head toward the hotel bar.